Now we are bifurcating. There are some bifurcation, more bifurcation, which is done on the basis of controllability. Controllability. Yeah, now some of the expenses can be on the basis of controllability. Now I told you all the classification is revolving around the previous method. Controllability means the expense which can be controlled and the expense which cannot be controlled. Again, variable and fixed. Fixed expense cannot be controlled. They are fixed. Whereas variable expense can be controlled by taking various control measures. Suppose if I am talking about raw material, for one shirt I am using a raw material of 40 rupees. I can reduce this 40 rupees. Reducing the cost of the raw material from 40 to 30 doesn't mean that I will be using 1.5 meter cloth for shirt. No, I am not saying that. The quality will remain the same. Reduction in cost does not mean that there is reduction in the quality. I may go to the supplier where he is providing me a huge discount at a particular level of purchase, volume of purchase. I may search for such type of supplier who may give me discount at particular level of volume of purchase. Right? In this way I can reduce the wastage by training my workers so that the metal will not get wasted. Right? In that way, there are some, all variable expense are controllable expense and all fixed expense are uncontrollable expense. So on the basis of controllability, controllable and uncontrollable. Then the next one is on the basis of decision making. Now there are some certain costs which are classified on the basis of decision making. When I use the word decision making, there are various classification, the various costs which is included. One is opportunity cost, sunk cost, joint cost, common cost, then replacement cost, then you have conversion cost, then we have imputed cost, then we have the marginal cost. Now we will be doing this one by one. Marginal cost, imputed cost, conversion cost, out of pocket cost. Now decision making. There are some costs which are affected because of decision making. Some of the important costs are opportunity cost. Now what is opportunity cost? Now opportunity cost means suppose if I am talking about shifting of my company from one place to another. Now I am recently operating at Thane, suppose, right? Now Thane's cost of rent and the operation cost is, suppose, monthly, daily it is 50,000 per day. Okay. Now, if I shift my whole business to Bhiwandi or to Dombivli, the cost is again get reduced. The rent which I am paying at Thane is 50,000, but the rent which I am paying at Dombivli is 10,000. So, right now I am spending 10,000 with an intention that I am going to earn more in future by sacrificing the present place. Now, for that purpose, I have to lose the place at Thane and I have to shift to. So, because of that, how much benefit I am getting? I am getting a benefit of 40,000. So, that is called opportunity cost. Means you have incurred the expenses at present by sacrificing the present place and shifting to some other place with an intention that in future you may go, you may earn more. Take an example. Suppose you have a share of some company, right? Share of some company. Now that company's shares, I thought that it may increase day by day, but it is reducing. Now it has to reduce to 2 rupees today. But I came to know that tomorrow it is going to reduce by 10 rupees. So what I did, I sold the current shares today and buy a new shares of some other company with the intention that I may earn more in that share. Plus, today I am losing 22 rupees. If I don't sell that, I will be losing 10 rupees tomorrow. So today I incurred a loss of 2 rupees. That is an opportunity cost. Right? So this is an example of opportunity cost. Sunk cost. Sunk cost means because of development, I have changed my typewriter to electronic typewriter. So first I spend on electronic typewriter, suppose 2000 rupees. After certain period of time, say 1 or 2 months or 1 year, there is new revolution in the typing thing. So I got an electronic typewriter. After I got electronic typewriter for 2 lakhs, again there is a revolution. Revolution in the technology. So then the electronic typewriter is replaced by a computer. So in that computer I spend 5 lakh rupees. So that is what the cost which I incurred, 2 lakh rupees which I incurred on the electronic typewriter, is a sunk cost for me because of my decision making to achieve the new technology. So that is become a sunk cost. The cost incurred on electronic typewriter becomes a sunk cost. Then joint cost. Now what is joint cost? Now take an example of joint cost. Suppose crude oil. I am extracting crude oil. From the crude oil, I am doing some process on the crude oil. By the effect of that process, what happens? I get 4 outputs from that process. So the process which I incurred on the crude oil for doing the process is called joint cost. Out of that, I am getting 4 output. That is kerosene, petrol, diesel and tar, which is individually sold in the market, which has individual separate value in the market. So that is called the expense which is incurred on that crude oil process is called joint cost. Now common cost. Now common cost, take an example of L&T Limited. L&T Limited is not producing one particular product. They are producing different lines of product or chains of product, right? But the cost of operation takes place at one particular business units, say at Powai. At L&T campus. So they are paying the administrative cost, selling and distribution department, they are paying to selling and distribution department, they are paying to administration department, they are paying to all research and development department people. So this cost are common to all the product. So this expense has to be bifurcated to all the product. So that is called common cost. Right? Replacement cost. Now what is replacement cost? Now suppose I am using a machinery from last 10 years. Now I want to replace my machinery. This is costing the book value of the machinery is 5 lakhs in the books. And if I go for a new machinery, it is costing me 12 lakhs. Right? So if I buy that, so what will my replacement cost? 12 lakhs. Tell me, what will be the replacement cost of that machinery? 12. You are saying 12. Give me the answer. I am asking you. What do you say? Is it 12 lakhs? No, it is not 12 lakhs. Because 12 lakhs minus 5 lakhs, because I will sell off this machinery in the market, say 5 lakh or 4 lakh, so 12 minus 4, 8 lakh is my replacement cost. That is because of decision making, this bifurcation had come. Okay, then we come to the conversion cost. Now what is conversion cost? Now very, very, very important definition, and you should know this definition very carefully because it is very useful for you. Some kind of questions may ask in your syllabus or paper. Conversion cost. Now what is conversion cost? Listen to me very carefully. What is conversion cost? The cost incurred by the company for converting raw material into finished goods. The cost incurred by the company for converting raw material into finished goods. That is called conversion cost. The cost incurred by the company for converting raw material into finished goods is called conversion cost. Right? Fine. What is imputed cost? Now, imputed cost is that cost which is shown as per the accounting concept, but it is not allowed by the income tax provision method. It is not allowed. Thus, such type of expenses are not allowed by the income tax. For example, salary paid to the owner, interest on capital paid to the owner or the proprietor of the company, right? Drawings by the proprietor of the company. So as per the accounting concept, it is shown as an expense, because in order to calculate the cost of the product, I have to include this cost in my production cost. But as per the income tax department, they are not taking this expense as a business expense. They disallow this expense, right? But for the calculation of the cost, production cost, I have to include this cost, which is called imputed cost. Then we have marginal cost. The total of all variable expenses, variable cost, direct material, direct labor, direct factory overheads, variable and other variable overheads, all total will becomes the marginal cost. Now what is out of pocket cost? Now I will give an example of out of pocket cost. Out of pocket cost means, suppose if you go to a hotel and have a refreshment with your family and it cost you 1,000 rupees. Now, while paying the bill, you will not pay 1,000 rupees, you will pay 1,050. 50 rupees is the tip which you give, which is out of pocket, because the cost is 1,000. But you are just for showing a gesture towards the waiter, you are giving him 50 rupees as a tip. So that is called out of pocket cost. Similarly, in some of the business also, sometime we have to incur some certain expenses. See, previously Amway was not used to do any type of expenses in advertisement. Nowadays they are doing advertisement. Their whole expense, the means their advertisement is done by the chain which they make, the member which they make day by day. So they only do the advertisement for them. They used to just show, but nowadays they are making an advertisement in the various channels. For so that can be called as an out of pocket cost, because previously they used to were doing good, but nowadays, in order to show off sometime, we have to pay something which is out of pocket for upgradation or advertisement purpose. So these are some of the major classification of the cost. So I completed with you the first part of the chapter 1. The chapter 1 is divided into 3 parts, chapter A, 1A, 1B, 1C. So we will be moving on to the next part now. We are already familiar with all classification, all types of classification of cost. Now, in the second part of the first chapter, we are going to learn how the cost of the product is calculated if you are talking about a particular company who is producing different kinds of product. They are not producing one product, different kinds of product. In that case, how the cost calculation is done. So for that, first we'll talk about, in the second part, is cost center and the cost units. In order to calculate the cost of the particular product, I have to first of all calculate the cost of individual cost centers. What do you mean by cost centers? Cost centers is nothing but different departments of the company. Means if I want to calculate the cost of my particular product or the cost of the product manufactured by my company, I will first divide the whole operation into different departments, that is various cost centers. For example, production department, selling and distribution department, admin department, research and development department. They are called cost centers. The group of people working in one where the operation is done, where the expenses are incurred, is called cost center. It may be group of people, it may be personal or impersonal. Personal means group of people, and impersonal means the group of machinery which is involved in the operations in the department. They are called cost centers. And cost units, if you have to calculate the cost per unit of the production of your product, you need to know what are the units, right? So for example, in an industry, automobile industry, the cost units will be number of cars produced by them. In cement industry, the cost units will be tons of cement produced by them. In transport industry, the units will be tons and kilometer. And in chemical industry, it will be liters or kilogram. So if you don't know the units produced by them, if you don't know the particular units, then it is not possible for us to calculate cost per unit of the goods manufactured by the company. Right? Now, moving ahead, after cost center and cost units, now how to calculate, how to go for the calculation of the product. Now in that, expenses. Now they go, there are first part, direct labor, direct wages and direct labor and direct expenses. It is very much easy for us to bifurcate the expense of for a different product. For example, if I am taking an example of L&T. L&T is a company which is not producing goods, only one particular kind of goods or type of goods. They are producing different portfolios of production. They are producing different lines of product. They are not into one. Take an example of Hindustan Lever Limited. Hindustan Lever Limited is not producing one particular product. They have different portfolios. Different means different categories of product. Soap, from soap to eatables. From the toilet soap to the eating things. From the various day-to-day consumable goods by the common people. All type of products they produce. So it is very much difficult for them. It is very much necessary for them, as well as difficult for them, to calculate the cost of production for each and every product, because their operation is there at one unit. There are common costs, there are joint costs. So how to bifurcate and how to allocate the expense to a particular product? So that we are going to learn in the second half of the first chapter. So in that you have direct expense. Now labor cost and material cost can be easily find out. It is very much easy for us to calculate the direct material cost for each and every product, different product. It is very much easy for us to calculate the labor cost for each and every product. But now we'll come to this two expense. By adding this two expense, we get prime cost. So there is no difficulty in calculating the prime cost of each and every product of a particular company. Of any company where production is not a particular product, but we are producing different lines of product, different categories of product, right? So for them, calculating the prime cost is not so difficult, because what is prime cost? Direct labor and direct material. Now we'll talk about direct expense. Now what are direct expense? Factory expense. Direct expense is more or less factory expenses, or the selling and distribution expenses, because they are charged directly on the particular product. Right, royalty on the technology which you are using for the production. They are called technical know-how. So royalty, we have to pay royalty for that technology, for getting that know-how, technical know-how. Right, so royalty, subcontract. Suppose if I am taking an example of my shirt manufacturing company, I produce shirt, but in that if I want to put some embroidery or some printing, that is not done by me. It has to be given for job work. So that is a subcontract cost, so which is a direct expense, which is added to the particular. Suppose if I am producing embroidery type shirts, so embroidery cost will be directly charged to that particular embroidery section for particular batch, right? Not for every section of the shirt manufacturing. Freight inward, designing cost, all these are expenses are called direct expense, which can be directly charged to that particular product where we are using. If you are using certain particular product for a soap, so that direct cost will be directly added to that soap. If you are using particular cost for a manufacturing of engineering tools, so that direct cost will be directly added to the, so designing cost of that engineering tool will be directly added. It can be easily allocated or directly charged to that particular product, which is very much simple for us. Right? So that is direct expense. Now there is indirect expense. Indirect expense is rent, rate and taxes, depreciation, power and fuel, maintenance, advertisement and so on. Now this type of expenses are also very much easy for us to allocate. If I say factory rent and taxes, they can directly charge to the production department. If I say office rent and taxes, they can be charged to the administrative cost center. If I say advertisement, they can be directly charged to the product, because they are direct cost. Maintenance, if I am talking about maintenance of machinery, they will be charged to the factory overheads, factory cost center. If I am talking about maintenance of computers, then they will be charged to the office overheads, right? So in that way, office and administrative department or cost center. So in that, this way, this type of expenses can be allocated directly, right? So this is first thing. First, you have to divide the whole operation into cost centers. Cost centers means various departments. And on the basis of that, first we'll take direct expense and indirect expense, because direct expense can be easily charged in production department or admin department or selling and distribution department. Then that can be directly charged. Whereas indirect expense, rent, rate and taxes, depreciation, they can be wholly or directly charged to the product. Advertisement can be directly charged, because that particular advertisement is done for that particular product. So it can be directly charged or wholly allocated to that particular department or cost center. So these two expenses, these two type of expenses can be directly charged to the product, indirect or direct. They can be directly charged to the product or particular cost center. Afterwards, which we have to take care of is the overheads. So we will take the brief idea of how the overhead is calculated. Now, next part of the expense which we have to allocate to the particular product is the overheads. Now, overheads can be classified as indirect. Overheads are nothing but total of indirect material. Indirect material, indirect labor, and indirect overheads, indirect expenses. Now, when I'm talking about, these are the some of the expenses which the company find very much difficult to allocate to the particular product, which company find the particular difficulty for classifying or for distributing or allocating this type of expense to a particular product. If you are producing different types of product, for that purpose, these expenses need to be apportionment. What you have to do? There need to be apportionment. Now, for distribution of overheads, they can be classified on the basis of function wise, maybe factory overheads, admin overheads, or distribution overheads, or they can be classified on the basis of behavior, fixed and variable. If they are variable, they are directly charged to the product. If they are fixed, they are need to be apportionment. Means there are some expense. For example, if I am talking that my whole operation, whether it is factory cost center, production cost center, or selling and distribution cost center, means department, are in one factory roof. Now the rent of the rent of the whole building need to be, it is an overhead. The rent of the whole building is an overhead. It is created as overhead. Why? Because that rent you have paid for the whole building, and in that whole building there is factory department, there is office department, selling and distribution department. In that case, that need to be apportionment. Whereas direct expense and indirect expense are allocated to either directly on the production department, directly to the admin department, or selling and distribution department. But overheads are such expense which company find is difficult. They are common cost. That's the reason they need to be apportionment among the various. So for that apportionment, the overheads can be classified function wise, or they can be classified on the basis of behavior, or they can be classified on the basis of element wise, material, labor, and overheads. So material, labor, and overheads. Function wise means factory, office, and admin, or on the basis of behavior means variable and fixed. But overheads need to be apportionment. Apportionment means, I gave you an example. If I say it is a factory rent, it is very much simple for us to allocate, because factory rent will be allocated to the factory department or the factory cost center. Achha, if I say rent of the office, it is very much easy for us to allocate it to the admin department. Salary of the salesman, it is very much easy to allocate in the selling and distribution department. Right? So that is called allocation. The direct expense and indirect expense can be allocated to factory, admin, selling and distribution, different cost centers. But overhead, there are some common expenses which the company find difficult to allocate them, so they need to be apportionment. For example, the rent of the whole factory, the whole building where all the cost centers are working, means all the cost centers are operating. So in that case, rent need to be apportionment in the floor area ratio. Rent need to be apportioned floor area ratio. The depreciation of the whole building will be apportioned among factory, admin, and selling and distribution cost center, and research and development cost center. These are the different cost center: factory, admin, selling and distribution, and research and development. So if I am talking about the whole building rent, it will be apportionment in the floor area ratio. Suppose this is 300 square feet 100 square feet 1000 square feet. So on the basis of that, rent will be allocated. Electricity of the whole building will be allocated, again apportionment on the basis of floor area. Depreciation of the building, maintenance charges of the building, again an apportionment on the basis of floor area. Right? Now, some of the expense need to be apportionment. They are called overheads. So when you are calculating the cost of the particular product, the calculation of prime cost, that is the total of direct material and wages, is very easy for us to differentiate. But afterwards, we have direct expense and indirect expense. They are also allocated either wholly or directly to the production department. Right? Then come to the overheads. There are some common cost which is incurred for all the product which need to be apportionment. So first prime cost, then allocation of some expense on the basis of cost centers, factory expense, office expenses and selling and distribution expenses. Then afterward there are some common expenses which need to be apportionment. After doing after bifurcating the prime cost, after allocating, after apportionment, we get a total, final total. We get a final total of all the expenses. We get a final total of all the expenses. Now, these are all the expenses. In that we have direct and indirect. In that we have overheads. So, these are allocated to the cost centers. These are allocated to the cost centers. Factory overheads total, admin overheads total, selling and distribution overheads total, and research and development expense total. Now, this expense become a common cost for all a particular product. All the particular product. Now, there is a question that after allocation, after apportionment, we come to the cost of the total cost centers. Cost centers. This is the total of the cost centers, which we have to charge to the various product. Suppose you have produced 10 different types of product. Means 10. You have produced electric bulb, you have produced engineering tools, you have produced soap, you have produced detergent, you have produced this. So this expense is the overall expense for, it is a common expense for all, each and every product of your company. Now this expense need to be apportioned. This expense need to be absorbed. Which is your third part of this chapter, the first chapter. This expense need to be absorbed by the particular product. Now, factory expense is the total factory expense for all the product. Admin expense is the total expense for the all the product. Selling and distribution expense is the total product for total expense for all the product. Similarly, research and development expense is also or service department. Research and development or service department. Service department expense is a expense for all the product. Now, this expense are to be charged to each and every product. That is called absorption. Absorption of the overheads. That is called absorption of the overheads. Now, how it is done? So, there are various methods which is used by the cost accounting people, but they are not fixed by the law. It is not statutory. It is non-statutory. Cost accounting is full a non-statutory account because it does not follow rules and regulation concept. The concept, the rules and regulation is differ from company to company depending upon the experience and the knowledge of the cost accounting department people, which is fruitful for their company, which is which can be directly, which can be useful for, which method is useful for the company, which will help us to allocate, to absorb this expense appropriately, more or less appropriately to each and every product. So for absorption there are various methods that we are going to study. First we'll talk about factory expenses. How factory expense can be allocated? Factory expenses can be absorbed to various various product on the basis of production units. Now, this is possible if this is the first method. I can distribute factory overheads on the basis of production units. Now, this is possible if all the units are in same numbers. For example, if I am talking about soap and if I am talking about detergent, soap is in numbers and detergent is in liquid or it is in a powder form. How it is possible for us to distribute this expense on the basis of unit produced? Because the soap is in number of soap is in numbers and a detergent is in kilos. So can I take the total production ka kilos and numbers together and divide this? No, it is not possible. This is only the distribution of this expense on the basis of number of units can be possible if the all the product is having same measure of units. For example, if I am talking about Coke, Fanta, Maza, so they are all in liters. In that case, I can distribute in the unit produced because I will calculate the total liters produced of various soft drinks, whether it is Coke, Fanta, means different taste, different types of soft drinks, Maza, of the same company. Okay, they all, the production units are same for all the product, whether it is Maza or it is Coke or it is Fanta or Sprite, it is the lead, it is measured in liters, right? So in that case, I can distribute this factory expense in the in terms of that total number of liters produced. But if the products are of different measures, means units, measures are different, in that case, distribution of this on the basis of production is not possible. So I can distribute this expense on the basis of wages paid to the various product. It can be apportioned, absorbed by the factory owner, can be absorbed by the company on the various product on the basis of wages paid ratio of each and every different product. I can, this is one method, I can distribute this factory expense on the basis of prime cost, means total of direct material and wages, that gives you prime cost. So I can distribute this factory overheads on the basis of prime cost of all the product in the ratio of prime cost. I can distribute this on the basis of sales amount. So there are different methods on the basis of which I can absorb this particular expenses to my product. Depends on the, totally depends on the experience and which is more effective, which method is more effective, that is known to the cost accounting department people. So on the basis of that, they take the decision. Similarly, for distributing, for absorbing administrative expense to it is a common cost, common expenses, which has to be charged to each and every product on the basis. Similarly, again, on the basis of production, I can distribute this. If that is not possible, I can distribute this on the basis of works cost. Now, what is works cost? See, prime cost, prime cost plus factory overheads, prime cost plus factory overheads gives you works cost. Prime cost plus factory overheads gives you works cost. So I can distribute this admin expense either on the basis of production, if it is possible, units, if all the units are in same measures. Second, if that is not possible, I can distribute this administrative expense on the basis of works cost ratio of each and every product. Works cost, what is works cost? Prime cost plus factory overheads. And what is prime cost? Direct material and direct labor. Okay, acha. Then on the basis of any method or on the basis of sales, I can distribute admin cost. I will distribute admin overheads. Admin over, after distributing admin overheads, I come to cost of production. This is my cost of production. Now, selling and distribution also can be distributed on the basis of sales units or rupees revenue, either on the basis of works cost or on the basis of units produced. Though you can find out that this is something which is not accurate. Yeah, I know it is not accurate. The distribution of such type of expense either in sales ratio or prime cost ratio or works cost ratio is not accurate. I agree with that. But since cost accounting is a non-statutory account, there is no certain rules for absorption or allocation or apportionment. So it fully depends on the experience of the cost, knowledge and experience of the cost accounting department people, who is the head of the cost accounting people person. That person will decide which method is more accurate. Means it will not be totally accurate, but it will be approximately accurate to the approximately to that accuracy level. So on the basis of that, selling and distribution expense can be distributed either in production ratio or in revenue ratio, sales revenue ratio, or in works cost ratio. Research and development, research and service, and service department either service department expense fully charged to factory overheads, either service department expense, major part of the service department expense is charged to factory and remaining it will be charged accordingly on certain ratios to various departments or various cost centers, right? Or there is trial and error method also to distribute this service department expenses. So by adding all that expenses, selling and distribution and service department expenses, service and research and development expenses, we get the total cost of the product. So this is how you calculate your total cost of the production. And this, I have taken the example, this method is We are talking about that company where the company is not producing one particular product or one type of product, but they are dealing with different chains of product. So this is how they calculate. First, they find the prime cost. How to get prime cost for each and every product? It is very much easy for me or for the cost accounting people to find out the raw material cost and the labor cost for that one particular type of product. So prime cost is easy. After that, we come to direct expense and indirect expense. Direct expense may be factory, office or admin, so it will be directly allocated. Indirect expense is also factory rent, factory office rent, salary. Salary means admin. So it becomes very easy for us to allocate. So in that case, we are allocating, because we are allocating to different cost centers. Cost centers means different department: factory department, office department, admin department, selling and distribution department, service department. They are cost centers. So in that cost centers, you allocated the expense directly, wholly, right? Then comes to overheads. Now overheads are of different types. In overheads there are common cost. In overheads, when I am talking about overheads, there are common cost. So common cost need to be apportioned to all the cost centers. Common cost need to be apportioned to all the cost centers. So there are certain example: rent of the whole factory building, rent of the whole building where the operation is done together, right? Electricity charges of the whole building, security charges of the whole building, maintenance of the whole building where all the cost centers are operating. So that need to be apportionment on the basis of floor area. So there are different ratios on the which you can distribute. After doing allocation and apportionment, we get the total of factory overhead, admin overheads, selling and distribution overheads, and research service department overheads. Right? Now this expense is the total of all the common cost incurred in factory cost center, admin cost center, selling department cost center, and service department cost center. Now this need to be charged to each and every product. For that is called absorption. So there are various methods or ratios. On that basis, we calculated and distributed, and we finally came into a conclusion of total cost. So this is how total cost is calculated. This method is suitable for those company. The calculation method is difficult for those company where the production is not of one unit. But if I am only manufacturing a soap, one particular type of soap, then all this complication is not there. This complication is faced by those company where the production, they have different portfolios of product. So by this we end up the first chapter and the introduction of your cost accounting subject. Why cost accounting subject? What are the functions of cost accounting subject? I think now you are very much familiar with cost accounting subject and why. What is the main function? Main function is to estimate the cost. How to calculate the cost? This is the way I have shown you. Thank you very much.